Welcome to the Power of Attorney Project, which is part of our Conversations That Matter podcast. My name is Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters. This podcast is intended to provide general information only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized legal, financial, or other advice. This podcast raises issues that our audience can further explore on their own in their own local communities with their own local experts. This project will help to be a call to action for families to solve their issues, find solutions to their problems, and have greater peace of mind.
And today's podcast is called Selling Mom's Home. And our guest expert with us tonight is Kathy Stibe, and she is president of a company called Selling Mom's Home. So welcome, Kathy, to our project.
Hi, Mary. Thank you for having me tonight.
Well, thank you. And I must say, your name for your company is intriguing. It's really interesting. Could you please tell me about your business?
Sure. Actually, we help families with older or elderly parents to sell their home. We help them transition from their home to a condo, retirement residence, or even a long-term care. It's actually a very emotional time for everyone involved, which can make it very difficult. We can offer resources to help them with legal and financial matters. We can also help them with their move. We help with removal and disposal of items they no longer want or need. We can also offer cleaning services, or if they just want to refresh or remodel their home, we have contractors that we can also refer. The key is that we manage the whole process and help maximize the value of their family's greatest asset.
Well, thank you for that, Kathy. Now, my next question is, what are some of the issues that families face when deciding to sell mom's home? And some of the things about what to keep and what to sell.
Well, what we find is families a lot of times can act on emotion, a lot of emotion at these difficult times, which makes decision-making very, very difficult. So if there are several siblings involved, you have a number of different opinions and emotions that can get in the way. So we'll make suggestions of what to sell, what to give away, and of course, the final decision is that of the family. Issues that come into play are the emotions that quickly multiply, especially when there's multiple siblings involved. We are there to be the neutral party.
And just to put a personal touch on this, I can remember when we were selling my mom and dad's home, it was so hard on me because I looked around the house and I saw my life and I saw my memories, and what to give away and what to keep is really a part of your life. And so to go through this alone, I think, is really hard. And I think what you offer is a service to add some third-party balance, perhaps, to the whole equation, but to help the family say, what's really important here? What do you really want to keep? And so I think what you do is so important because it helps families move to the next step, and that's what you're all about.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're all about. I had my own struggles myself. My mother passed away last year, and there's four of us in my family, and everyone had their own opinions on what they wanted to do. Some wanted to do some upgrades to the house. Others didn't want to do anything, which made it very difficult. And you're right. You know, you look around your home and you see this was the home you were raised in, and it is very, very difficult, and it can be very, very painful too. And we spent many weekends, you know, of hard work, not to mention all the emotional stress of having to go through everything and having just lost my mom. It was very hard. And there were 48 years of accumulation of stuff that we had to get rid of and remove from the house. And you can't believe people that have been at home that long, they have stuff everywhere. So, you know, there's a lot of decisions that need to be made. And, you know, it's a bit of a struggle is who wants to do what, and we're there to try and help the family realize what is important and what isn't, and what to keep and what not to keep. And if we can help them out in that way, that's what we're here for.
And I bet when you meet with families and you sit and you look at the front door and you go, what's inside, they will be full of lots of stories, either good or bad, and they will say things like, why did we ever keep this crap? And, oh, I can't get rid of this. And so helping them work through that is, one, a piece of logic that you have to bring to the game, but also some empathy to the struggle that they're going through. So it's not just a matter, I'm assuming, of cleaning out the house, but having the care and the kindness and the patience to help them decide major things. I mean, it sounds silly, but when we sold my mom and dad's house, I wanted a piece of the house. I wanted a piece of the house. And I wanted some old heating grates in the floor. And my sister said, yeah, I couldn't take them because they would be like ruining the wall. But I wanted them because when I was just brought back from the hospital, that's where they put me, in my little basket or whatever, because it was the warmest place in the house. And so I wanted those heating grates. And so my sister said no. And so I ended up taking extra boxes of ceiling tiles from the basement. I took all kinds of weird stuff, old carpets. I took everything that I could that was tangible to remind me. And I think a lot of people struggle with this issue about selling mom's house, because it's not like selling the house that you lived in 5 years ago or 10 years ago, but it's a piece of you. And so I just commend you on having the courage and the strength to work with families, because you will see, you know, a cat's nest of gibberish and fighting, and to help families work through that. I really wish I had had you and your help when I was going through selling my mom and dad's home. And so I hope people listen to this podcast and say, you know what, I don't have to do this alone, that there are people out there who are kind and smart and logical and will help me figure out what to keep, like the ceiling tiles that I kept, or what to give away to charity, or what to divide amongst families. And so I think what you're doing is so meaningful and so important. And at the end of the day, you have to sell that home, and you have to sell it to presumably pay for mom's care somewhere else, or maybe she's even died and you have to, you know, get rid of the house. And so it's a hard, hard journey.
It's a very difficult journey, and if we can help someone, that's our ultimate goal, is to be able to help. And we are here. That's what we're here for, is to help people through this very, very difficult process. And people can save a lot of time and energy and emotional stress by allowing us to help them, because it is one of life's most difficult times.
I agree with you. It is a huge milestone in somebody's life, a huge milestone. And so, Kathy, can you tell me what benefits there are for people to actually hiring you?
Sure. We can save them a lot of time and energy and a lot of emotional stress. Circumstance is different, Mary, and I feel that we have the ability to help consult with each family to help them make the guided decisions for a successful outcome.
And that's important, because success is measured by so many, in so many different ways. And so to find success in selling the home might be at the right price. It might be with the right level of renovations, and it might be at the right level of giving things away or keeping things. So it's a mixed bag that I'm sure you deal with every day.
Yes, and hopefully help them find the right buyer for their parents' home, you know?
Yep, absolutely. And you know what? Our mom and dads would want the right house for the next person. They wouldn't want it sitting lonely and stagnant. They would want it filled with life and happiness. because that's what they brought to it. And so,
absolutely,
you know, moving on to the next family or individual that can bring life and happiness to it, and that would, that's what they bought, and that's what they want for the next owner. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. We were very, very fortunate because the people that actually bought my parents' home are absolutely wonderful, and my mother and father, I don't think could have been happier to have the people that bought their home.
Yeah, and see, that's important because, you know, you can say we lived here for X years, but now it's somebody else's turn to have the house and guarantee they're going to renovate and change it and do whatever. But that's life, and it takes great courage to do it. So good for you. I'm so proud of you.
To create their memories. Oh, well, thank you. And to create their new memories in the home, you know.
That's what you want. No, I hear you. So, Kathy, as a wrap-up, could you please share your contact information with us?
Yes, you can reach us at our website at www.sellingmomshome.ca, or you can reach me at, my email address is kathy@sellingmomshome.ca, or by phone at 289-813-0540.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much, Kathy, and thank you for sharing time out of your busy schedule. And now, Chris Cata, one of our board directors, and I have a few closing comments.
Mary, who are our initial project supporters?
We wish to acknowledge that this project is funded in part by the Government of Canada's New Horizons for Seniors program. Our other initial supporters include Care Connect, the Care Guide, the Healing Cycle Foundation, and Scotia Trust. Caregiving Matters is an internet-based registered Canadian charity dedicated to educating and supporting family caregivers. 90% of our work is done online and by leveraging technologies. 10% is done by producing local educational events. We leverage technologies in everything that we do, ensuring greater reach and sustainability. I trust that we have given you some of the highlights of our exciting new initiative. If you are interested in speaking with me about the project, please let me know. We look forward to your questions and your ideas.
Mary, if listeners have questions, what's the best way for them to contact us?
Well, they can contact me, Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters. My email is mary@caregivingmatters.ca. Our telephone number is 905-939-2931, and our website is www.caregivingmatters.ca.